Blog Talk Radio. whatever part of the world you may be in, it may be noon, it may be morning, it may be evening, and it may be night, but good evening and welcome to the Joint Heirs Magazine Blog Talk Show. We are excited tonight to be back on. We've had a pretty good break, and we are excited. I, myself, Erica Hickson, and my twin sister, Kimberly Williams. Kimberly, yes. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
We are blessed to be back on the Joint Heirs Magazine Radio, or I say radio, but blind talk show, of course. And we are excited tonight. We want to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. It's a new year, 2024, and we're excited. God has brought us over into a brand new year, and we are in expectations of what He has in store for us this year.
You're doing quite well. I'm excited myself. I'm just going to be brief and be short. I'll let you continue to talk, but I'm excited as well. My sister, she and I, we speak for each other when she says the Joint Heirs Blog Talk Show. It includes both of us, so I trust her in everything that we do together. I know that she means well. We both have each other's best interests at heart. So I'm just glad and thankful and blessed to be back. It's a new year, and we're excited for the things that are coming. We're excited to be back on the Blog Talk Show. We thank God for this opportunity again, and I'm just excited. I'm excited for what's next.
Yes, we're excited for what's next, what's coming, and we have, we want to always, because we always want to pray before we go into the show. We do have a special guest with us tonight that we are excited to have on. We're not going to drag it all out tonight. We have a short show, of course, but we would love to go right on into the show, but we would like to, before we pray, we would love to just let those who are listening and tuned in, listen to the show, know that we have none other than Robert Edwards III on with us. Robert Edwards is no stranger. He's a first-round draft pick in 1998. He was a first-round draft pick for the NFL and the 18th pick for the New England Patriots. He's a former NFL and a CFL running back. And it's a blessing to have the honor and privilege to even just introduce him. And he's a friend of my husband, Coach Cato Hickson. And we're just blessed to even have him come on. I know he has a busy schedule himself, but to take out time to come on the Joint Heirs Blog Talk Show, we are humble. To have you, but tonight we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you once again for this opportunity. We thank you for this moment that we can just, Lord God, just give you glory and praise, and thank you for what you're doing in this brand new year that you have allowed us to live and see. We thank you for those who are tuned in. We thank you for those who will even come back and listen to the show. We thank you for our special guest, he and his family. And we just speak blessings all over the world, globally. We just pray that you will bless those who are in need tonight, God. Bless those who may be just going through a trying time right now. Yes. We just ask that you will cover and bless your people, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do we have him on? Is he on, Kimberly?
Yes, he's on, yes. And he is unmuted.
Yes, ma'am. How y'all doing?
Welcome. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I do want to make one correction. It's my honor to be on your show, and you are like family because Cato's like my brother, so we all family here tonight.
Oh, bless God. Thank you so much. And we're just humble and honored to have you on. We are so honored because you are a legend. You're a legend, and we've heard so much, not just read, but I personally, even through my husband, have heard so many great things about you and things that God has allowed you to accomplish and achieve in your life. I wanted to add that you did also play for the Miami Dolphins as well, correct? And I know
yes,
that if I'm leaving out something, if we leave out anything, please add.
Well, the only thing that you may be leaving out that Coach Henson would, I know he wants me to mention that I played for the Georgia Bulldogs, the two-time defending champion.
You're right. You're accomplishing some things, man. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. It's a blessing.
And are you now, you're now coaching football, high school football?
Yes, ma'am. Once I retired, I got into coaching, and I've been coaching now for like 14 years. So it's a way for me to stay around the sport. I enjoy the game. I enjoy having the opportunity to feed back into our youth and give back to our young men. I feel like this is my ministry, to be able to be a role model and then a father figure to those guys.
But it's awesome. So, you're working in the community, and those young men need that. You know, the day and time that we're living in right now, they need to see a light. And I know that my husband has shared so many great things about you, and you're that beacon of light that they need to see. That's a blessing. So, how long have you been working with the youth in the community?
Probably. I've been coaching about 14. I retired in 07 from football. So you can pretty much say ever since I retired, I've had my hand in the community with some type of youth development program ever since 2007. So it's my way of giving back, because I know as I grew up, I leaned on coaches to be like fathers to me, and they kind of molded me into the man that I am today. So that's kind of my coaching style. Is I just pull from each coach that taught me and led me and was inspirations to me. So I pretty much try to do the same thing and give back to these young men.
Oh, that's a blessing. Because I was going to ask you what inspired you to play to be a football coach, and you just clarified that the other coaches. So they were like a light in your life.
Yes, ma'am. They kept me on the right path and made sure I did all the right things, which wasn't hard because I had a great father who played a major role in my life, and I wanted to make him proud. But I want to also make them proud and let them know that the efforts and the stuff that they were pouring to me would not be in vain. So this is my way of kind of giving back to them and showing them that they helped raise a good young man. And I'm trying to pull back into the other youth that in the same way they poured into me.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's such a blessing.
Yes.
And again, those young men need to see that, and they need that, especially, like I say, this day and time that we're living in. You know, there's so many youth that go through so much, you know, growing up. And I know that you have been an inspiration, and you're still an inspiration. And there's those young men life.
Yeah, the biggest thing nowadays is relationships. There's not really big relationships in households, in the community, in sports. They kind of have to figure it out on their own. And I kind of want to be different. I do try to develop relationships on the field and off the field. And I'm in a school, so I develop relationships. They don't even have to be my players. I try to develop a relationship with them because that's where we're losing our young people. There's no relationships with the older group. They're kind of doing their own thing, and they let the internet raise our kids. So that's where we're losing them at. So I try to be a little different and be in their lives and develop that relationship with them where they can talk and come to me with any problem or any joyful occasion. It doesn't matter. I want to be a part of it and a part of their lives.
And that's a blessing.
Awesome.
Man, that is awesome. Man, that's awesome. And they need that. They need that. That is a blessing. We just pray that God will continue to use you mightily to be with just what those young men need in the school system, in your community, wherever. Hey, we pray wherever he sends you that you will continue to be that light and help And like you said, it's about even having the relationship and then being trustworthy. You know, they're those kids when they need somebody they can trust and even can come to and talk to about different things. Because a lot of young kids, they hold so much in and they deal with so much, you know, the peer pressure and just going through certain different things in their life that they don't have anybody that they can go to and talk to. They, like you say, you know, so most of them grow up and don't have that father figure or just father in their life. So you being that light in their life, that's a blessing. That is truly a blessing. Now, my husband also told me, I know you're married, and about your beautiful wife and your family. I know you all support each other. Does she support you and with what you do and helping with the youth, the young men?
Yeah, she's in the we kind of met at Georgia. She was a basketball player, I was a football player, so our whole life has kind of been about sports. At the moment, she's an athletic director at Drew Charter School, so she's around athletes all the time. So her mission is to also mold young people as well as mold the coaches. She's kind of a leader over adults to help them be the right person for the kids that are in the school. So she's doing a fantastic job. She's a woman of God that listens to the Lord and go before the Lord each and every night, and she allows the Lord to direct her path. So it's a great combination. I get to deal with the young men in the football arena, and she has the opportunity to mold the coaches, the people that are in charge of the young men and women that's in her school.
That is awesome. Teamwork.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You said the most important thing, you have a woman who prays and go before God, and that's so important, and that's a blessing. Hey, double blessed. I'm just reminded of the word, if one could put 1,000 to flight, then two can put 10,000 to flight.
Yes.
And that's a blessing because when you have that support, that is so important. And it makes the job a lot easier, you know, when you got your wife or spouse praying with you and pushing you. And even when you're having your day or, you know, you just need that prayer to reach heaven. So you got a prayer partner. That's a blessing. That's a double blessing. Again, I say. And I was going to ask you also: do you have any brothers who play sports, or were you the only one that got into playing football and going further?
No, everybody in my family was an athlete. My mom played softball and basketball. My dad played basketball and ran track. I had two other brothers under me. I'm the oldest. They also played football. My middle brother, Anthony, he ended up going to Fort Valley to play football. And my youngest brother, Terrence, he also went to the University of Georgia and played football, in which he holds all the receiving records there at Georgia at the moment. And he also played for the Atlanta Falcons and also played in Canada with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh, wow, that is awesome.
Yes.
So you just all around just born into just gifts and talents. That is a blessing. That's an honor and a blessing, you know, that God blessed your family to be athletic and not just that to reach, you know, to go and just listen to your testimony, what you're sharing about. Because that's what I'm a firm believer. We believe in helping someone else along the way. You know, we can be here. God didn't just put us here just to sit here. He put us here to purpose, and our purpose leads back to the kingdom of God. So everything that we're doing, it ties back into the kingdom of God. We're helping somebody. And like you say, what you're doing, that's ministry. It is. It's helping somebody else to reach their potential. Or they may not even see their potential, but you see it. You know, and you can be that light to encourage them. Hey, you know, kids, you know, most of them, like I say, a lot of kids grow up in single-parent homes, and some of them grow up in where their grandmother or grandfather, you know, grandparents raising them. So to have a male that's a father figure or someone they look at that they can look up to, that's a blessing. So I we pray and speak blessings over what God has blessed you to do in your life and helping other people to go a little bit further in their life. That is a blessing.
Yes.
That's a blessing. Now, I'm glad that you also about your kids. Do your wife have any children?
Yes, we have three. I have my oldest daughter is 23, my middle daughter is 19, and my youngest child is a boy. My son, he just turned 14 actually in December. And that's Journey, who's the oldest, Justice, who's the middle child, and Jordan, who is my youngest.
Oh, that's a blessing. So I'm sure they're going to follow in daddy's footsteps and mama's footsteps.
Actually, they kind of, making their own path. My daughter, she's in the media and TV, the oldest one, Journey. And my middle daughter, she's an artist, very talented, very gifted artist.
That's a blessing.
She can draw any and everything. She's kind of starting her own company. And my son, he's 14, he's playing football and basketball. So he may be the only one that kind of follows in our footsteps and really take athletics serious.
That's a blessing. You have a blessed family. Kim? That's a blessing.
Yes. Yes, I did say that. Absolutely. Yes.
Now, I was going to ask you also, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up, because I know we have a short show tonight, but we would love to have you back on, and we definitely want you to bring your wife on.
We want
to definitely do that, but we want to take a quick break and freshen up, and we'll come back and we'll wrap it up. But we are so blessed and so honored to have you come on, like I say, and take, because we don't take this lightly. It's a blessing when God opened the door. You know, like I say, I know you're busy, so just for you to take out the time out of your busy schedule to come on,
absolutely. We
are humble. We're so humble. So we're going to come back. We don't want anyone to go anywhere. Those who are tuned in, listening right now, thank you for tuning in tonight to the Join Us Blog Talk Show. We have none other than Robert Edwards III on with us, and we are super, super excited. So we want you to stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Alexa, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken itself. It is more than scrumptious. It is more than delicious.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White fly by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise, what's in the water got you acting like this. The day goes by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change, you're the reason that I am like this. In a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, like gold. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face. I'm like gold. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
And we are back. You are listening to Joint Heirs Magazine Blog Talk Show. We are so excited tonight to be on with our special guest. We thank God for this opportunity. And we hope that you're listening and you're enjoying the show tonight. We have our special guest, and I'll let my sister, my twin sister, Erica Hitson, bring us back in. We hope that you tune in and you stay with us.
Yes, because guess what? I am still super excited. We are super, super, super excited because it's an honor, you
Absolutely.
Know, when you have someone as a legend, as Mr., I would say, Robert Edwards III, we have a legend on the show tonight, and we are just blessed to have him even take out time, like I say, and we can't stress that enough, in his busy schedule to come on Joint Heirs Blog Talk Show. This will
yes.
be another one. And then we have made history tonight. So we're
yes.
so excited, and we thank God, and we're at the same time, we're humble. And we're going to wrap it up, but I really don't want the show to end. I have another question for you, Mr. Edwards. Well, I would like to ask you, do you have dreams of being a college coach? Now, I know that you're a high school coach, but do you have any dreams of one day being a college coach?
Selfishly, I will say I do. I want to go as far as the Lord allows me to go. I don't
mm-hmm.
go out seeking it. I take interviews and I invest in things that I think God might want me to. So I'm just waiting on God to make the decision and open the door that He wants me to enter into. I kind of
mm-hmm.
try to make moves that aligns with his role for his vision for my life. So
yes.
if God says sit still and don't move, I don't move. But selfishly, I will say I do, and do dream to one day coach on the collegiate level.
That's a blessing, man. Yes, you
yes,
don't move unless He say move. Right? When He move, we move.
Exactly.
That's a blessing. Yes, you don't
exactly.
want to do anything without His permission. Because, you know, we can
yes.
easily want something and desire something, and God said, but that ain't what I wanted for you. You know, that was
right.
where we
exactly.
are. And so that's a blessing. I know my husband, he thinks the world of you. And like you said, we are family, you know, and we are heirs and joint heirs of the kingdom of God. But
yes.
we are blood family, and that means a whole lot, you know, when, like I say, when someone is such as yourself can take out time to just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to come on the show. So like we probably won't ever stop talking about this. But my next question was, we've heard so many great things about you and your beautiful wife, your life, your career. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
You know, I did write a book. I just never published it. I had
wow.
I ran across so many different people that wanted me to share my story from the time I got injured in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl, where I tore my knee up, dislocated my knee, and I was 5 minutes away from amputation. And the doctors told me that they almost would have had to amputate if I got there 5 minutes later, and that I would never play football again. And I would use a cane for the rest of my life. But, you know, glory be to God, I played football again another 7 years after that, and I don't use a cane right
my
now.
God.
I might have a slight limp when I walk, but I'm not using a cane. So I thank God
glory
for that.
To
and,
God.
Yes.
And now he has me coaching and sharing my story and, you know, sharing my testimony to encourage and let people know that anything is possible if you just trust God and put in the work.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes. You know, I was going to ask you about your injury, but you just told us and you just shared that.
Yes.
And wow, God is awesome. And you have an awesome and a powerful testimony.
Yes.
That is awesome. And I mean, we'll get to hear a little bit more about that part of your life, but that's what was going to be one of my questions, but I know we were pressed for time, but wow, Jesus.
Yes.
I'd be happy to come back on any time and share that part of my life, because I feel like that's why I went through it. I didn't go through it for me. I went through it for somebody else who might be listening. So anytime that you want me to share, I'm willing to.
Thank you so much. We will definitely be bringing you back on. We'll be doing a part two. We will definitely be bringing you back on. So we make that commitment tonight.
Yes,
we will bring you back on. And again, we thank God for you. And we're going to pray our way out of here tonight. We just want to say, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity again. We thank you for our brother in Christ, God, that you allowed to even come on tonight. Thank you for his family. We just speak blessings over his life. Continue to use him mightily, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, for your glory, God. Continue to, Lord God, let him be this light, Heavenly Father, for your kingdom, he and his wife, God. We just pray your blessings, thousandfold blessings over his life, Heavenly Father, over his children, Heavenly Father. Order his steps, Lord God. Everything that you have purposed for him tonight, God, we just speak it tonight. We believe your word, Lord God, and we stand on it tonight. And, Lord, we just say thank you. We pray you will bless all of those who are tuned in tonight, who took out time to listen, and those who will come back to listen to the show. We pray blessings over them as well. And we just say thank you in your most holy and everlasting name, Yeshua Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 We want to make sure that those who are tuned in, make sure that you also follow Joint Ads Magazine, follow our Joint Ads Magazine media page. We're on Instagram, Joint Ads Magazine. We're on TikTok. And we are excited about some things that are going to happen in 2024. We're preparing for our fall and winter, our fall slash winter publication. And we'll be making announcements on social media. We love you all. God bless you all. And we'll see you on the next show. Good night.
Good night.
My night light.